This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition as I broadcast from my Moss Nissan studio here at my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via satellite, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial, mechanics, construction, bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to go and check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Well, joining us right now on a Monday morning, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Hello. Come in.
Good morning.
All right. Well, we're going to start with a little something different here. I'm going to set the pace with Mr. Hakeem Jeffries on CNN with Jake Tapper, telling us that there is just no evidence of any wrongdoing by the Bidens about anything. Let's listen to what he had to say, and then we'll add this to the rest of what we're going to talk about.
That get to the bottom of it. And present the information to the American people.
Let me ask you, sir, in May, the Ukrainian prosecutor general told Bloomberg News, quote, "We do not have any grounds to think that there was any wrongdoing," unquote, by Joe or Hunter Biden. So these charges that the president keeps pushing have no basis in evidence. But Senator Harris, Kamala Harris, yesterday said that she probably would not be comfortable with the child of her vice president sitting on the board of a foreign company such as Hunter Biden was on. Do you agree with her?
No. At least three different Ukrainian prosecutors have uncovered no wrongdoing with respect to the Joe Biden situation. It's my understanding that authorities in Great Britain looked into this situation, found no evidence of wrongdoing. No evidence of wrongdoing has emerged here in the United States of America. And so I'll leave it at that.
All right. Thank you so much, Hakeem Jeffries, Congressman and Chairman of the Democratic Caucus. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Jake.
Is that true?
Well, we don't know what the prosecutors in Ukraine have determined. We don't. I believe that, remember, they stopped that investigation. And whether they, you know, the new prosecutor picked up that baton or not, and continue to investigate all things Burisma, we don't know. So I'm not sure how Congressman Jeffries can necessarily say that. Look, the investigation wasn't on Bo Biden. They weren't investigating Bo Biden. We might be investigating Bo Biden, you know, people here in the United States, but Ukraine wasn't. They were investigating Burisma and then its parent company, Rositi.
Okay.
Words matter here.
Yeah, well, the other thing is, of course, and by the way, Eric just chimed in and corrected us. He said Flynn was the National Security Advisor of the United States from January 23rd, 2017 to the end of February 2017. He was the first domino to fall. Okay, all right. Thanks, Eric. And that is true now that I remember that. But anyway, that is what it is. But our question, our big question is the China relationship here. And we've got a question here. From Robert, how did John Kerry's and Joe Biden's sons ever get $1.5 billion loan from the Chinese government on a financial deal that they had no experience in, nor did they, once they got the money, have any experience in what they were using the money supposedly for?
Okay.
Good question.
It wasn't a loan. No, it wasn't a loan. It was really an investment. Rosemont Seneca, or Rosemont Capital / Rosemont Seneca under Rosemont Capital, was essentially a hedge fund. And so this one is the one that's really disturbing to me. The matter of Ukraine, the larger picture on Ukraine, as I was trying to explain to you last night, Matt, isn't the issue. It's, in my world, it's China.
Mm-hmm.
Because what had happened is in 2013, there was a U.S. delegation that went to China, and 10 days later, the Rosemont entity, remember the Rosemont holding company or hedge fund,
yep,
they got a deal for $1 billion from the Bank of China, and then later on, they got another half a million, so it was $1.5 billion. Now, this was co-owned by the Bank of China, and what is particularly interesting is that one of the deals was with an automotive subsidiary, Aviation Industries Corporation of China, which is a major Chinese contractor, which is frequently accused of stealing U.S. military technology. That's why we have to be very concerned about the China deal. Then in 2015, that same aviation industry would purchase 51% of an American precision parts manufacturer by the name of Hennigs, H-E-N-N-I-G-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
So this part right here goes through what is known as CFIUS, the Committee for Foreign Investment in the United States. China shouldn't be making any kind of investments in the United States.
Yeah. All right, hold
that. So it's not a loan. It was an investment.
All right, hold that thought, and we'll get back into more about that when we come back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, across the country. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But, hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And by the way, for your information, you can trot on over to the Captain's America Third Watch.com website and click on the USCCA logo that's right there in the right tab. And make sure you register for the free gun a day giveaway, because you just might be able to win one of them. And every day at midnight, it rolls over to another gun. And while you're there, take a look at the membership offers that they have there, the three different membership offers they have, where you could join, and when you join, you'll be eligible to get $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning concealed carry magazine, which will save you more money on all sorts of things that you like to go hunting or fishing or camping or RVing or whatever the situation might happen to be that's in there. So check them out. That's the USCCA logo link on my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And welcome back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Hello.
Bill wants to know if Hillary Clinton is involved in this China stuff at all.
Doesn't appear to be, no. This too all happened after she was Secretary of State, so. She had no role. Really, the other thing is, the Hines family, or John Kerry's married wife's family.
Ketchup King.
No, they didn't have any role. The family did not have any role in this. Chris Hines played some part, but we're not sure really what part that is. He may have just been a director or some kind of an investor, along with the nephew of Whitey Bulger. The Hines family didn't have any financial interest in Rosemont Seneca. Chris had a small role, but yeah.
Mm. By the way, Eric just pointed out something interesting. He said a little over 20 years ago, an F-117 was shot down over Kosovo, Yugoslavia. The technology and wreckage reportedly ended up in the hands of the Chinese military. Madeleine Albright is a registered, in a registered release, was registered as an agent for the Chinese government at that time. John Kerry, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and $3.5 billion in investment. Now, is it that one way we can get around the Foreign Technology Act? Huh. Or is the law just saying? So I guess he's trying to tell me they got $3.5 billion worth of aid or something after they did all of this?
I don't know. I can't speak to him.
I don't really remember that. But anyway, he just threw that in there for the heck of it, and I tried to sort of get it out there. All right. Well, let's listen to a little Chris Murphy, because Chris Murphy had something to say again yesterday. I believe he was on CBS This Morning. I think that's the name of the program. And he claimed that it doesn't matter whether or not there's an explicit quid pro quo or not on all of this, which I find difficult to believe.
Consequence to their security. And that just stands to reason. Remember, whether or not there's an explicit quid pro quo,
yeah,
there's an implicit threat in every demand that the President of the United States makes. If you don't do what the President of the United States wants, you know there are going to be consequences.
Did you ask if there was anything to all of these insinuations around Hunter Biden? Did you ever bring that up with Ukrainian officials?
Well, no, that didn't come up because we already know that there is zero evidence for the claims that the president is making. That, in fact, the prosecutor at the time was not investigating this company, and that there is zero evidence to suggest
that... Well, the investigation was open, but it was not being prosecuted.
And remember, the vice president was doing what every other one of our allies was doing. This was a corrupt and incompetent prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
Vice President Biden, the EU, the IMF, everyone was calling for his removal.
Well, I tell you what, we don't know if the guy was corrupt or not, because we have varying reports on that, don't we?
On what, Biden?
No, on the prosecutor they're talking about.
Oh, he was clearly corrupt.
Go ahead.
That's systemic. That, you know, corruption had been systemic in Ukraine for decades.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he was clearly corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know if that corruption fell into whether he was doing some legitimate investigations or not. I mean, we have no idea about all things with this prosecutor. But he's gone, and now there's another one. So it's kind of a moot point here at this juncture.
Well, let's take a question from our favorite caller. Here he is, Backgammon Bob, barefoot and all. What's going on?
Morning, Captain Denise.
Hey,
there. Anyway, two things. One is these impeachment hearings and all this and all the things that these Democratic congressmen are keep questioning and basically harassing our people have to be really helping our chances of defeating them in the upcoming elections in 2020, because I think that we got a real good chance of taking back a lot of these seats because of the way that these congressmen are doing. And the second thing is, do you think that China is eventually going to come in the way these demonstrators are doing in Hong Kong and really step on and cause a Tiananmen Square-like retaliation against the demonstrators?
Okay, we'll answer that question for you. I'll start first. Go ahead. You got something else to say?
Nope, that's it. Bye.
All right. I'll say right off the bat, Denise, I would not be surprised if they do come in and do what we're all thinking they're going to do, squash them.
Well, they were working on that pretty hot and heavy over the weekend here.
Yes,
too.
They were. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, presidential candidate Kamala Harris was on one of the talk shows, and they were talking about... you know, the gun confiscation and buyback programs, and she said, yes, I absolutely agree there should be a buyback program. They are weapons of war, and they have no place in civil society. Well, I that stuck with me because we're supposed to be a civil society.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take a look around at what has happened here in the last 2 years, we're anything but a civil society anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got things like all the protests and all the violence and the destruction that go on these college campuses, UCLA, Berkeley,
mm-hmm.
Antifa. Just necessarily look at those. We have these crash and grab things that go on in all these retail stores and these shopping malls. We have this cat in Chicago that drove the SUV right through the mall and destroyed that part of the mall. So I mean, we've got shootings. We got all these things. So we've kind of jumped the Rubicon here on this one. So we're and if you look, all of this is done by radical leftists. So we need to be reminding the voting population that who is the instigator of all things Russia collusion? Who is the instigator of the Brett Kavanaugh hearings? And who is the instigators on where you are now with the Ukraine thing? The Democrats.
Well, and you wrote an article about how this Ukraine thing is going to soon lead to Cyprus.
Well, this one's a very interesting thing because it'll soon lean to Cyprus. We're not there yet. It's going to bubble to the surface. The genesis of my article is on this long-time career, now retired, special agent at the FBI by the name of Karen Greenaway.
Mm-hmm.
Before she joined the FBI, she's fluent in Russian, she lived in Russia. She became an FBI agent when she moved to the United States, and her concentration was on investigating global money laundering,
mm-hmm.
financial crimes, and international corruption in places like Soviet Union, Middle East, Africa, and Asia. Now, she was the head person, the go-to person, investigating all things Paul Manafort.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll get to the genesis of this story because it's really quite fascinating, this woman. We have this company, a George Soros operation by the name of ANTAC, ANTAC.
Mm-hmm.
ANTAC. Well, that's a George Soros operation that was well known to the Obama White House, and now she's gone to work for them. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. We'll have to be continued tomorrow, folks, to be continued. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We will talk to you tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon. I'll tell you what, folks, you couldn't make that stuff up if you tried. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democrats are working on their presidential impeachment investigations. Interviews with key figures could begin as early as this week in the impeachment inquiry centered around allegations President Trump pressured Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden, According to the whistleblower complaint, which was made public last week, the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, was a central figure in relaying messages between Kiev and the president.
Did Secretary of State Pompeo know you were doing these things? Did he ask you to do these things?
He did not. Mr. Volker did, and then Mr. Sondland did. But when I talked to the secretary last week, he said he was aware of it.
Kurt Volker, who resigned on Friday as the special envoy to Ukraine, and Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the EU, are among the five State Department officials House Democrats would like to interview. This is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here at the Tampa Bay area. They have a location at the Clearwater International Airport and also Dover on Ulmerton Road. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Yes, indeedy. And we know that more and more people are not headed off to college from high school. They have gone to technical schools to learn a trade that in most cases is not going to pay them as much as they'd make as if they had gone to National Aviation Academy. I will explain. If you've learned how to become a welder or a carpenter or an electrician or a pipe fitter or God knows what else that might be a union trade, guess what? You're going to start out at the journeyman level, the apprentice level, and you're going to get 80% of whatever the wages are. So if it's $12 an hour, you'll get, let's see, 80% of that is $9.60. If you get $10 an hour, that will be $8 an hour is what you'll start at. How would you like to start at $50,000 a year or more in an area where you could use your training and just merely add to it? Now, the National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path as an aviation maintenance tech with a minimum starting salary of $50,000 a year or more in your first year. It's all up to you. Now, check them out to find out more by going to the website NAA.edu or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and asked to take the tour. They have locations in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston. Another one here, Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Now, again, check them out to find out more at naa.edu or give them a call and ask to take the tour at 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to open the door wide slap open for you. All right, in our military and veterans news to start this hour, every week we tell you about the latest POW MIA list that comes out, and these are people that were identified for internment, or they've already been interned. But Navy radio man, second class Floyd A. Wells, 24, of Cavalier, North Dakota, will be buried tomorrow, October the 1st, in Mandan, North Dakota, because on December 7th, 1941, he was on board the USS Arizona, which sank and killed 1,177 crew members. Also, we have Navy Seaman Second Class D.T. Kaiser of Oklahoma, who was on board the battleship USS Oklahoma, who died on December 7th, 1941. The sinking of the ship resulted in the deaths of 429 crewmen. Then we have Army Sergeant David C. Sewell of Minnesota. He was a member of Company M, 3rd Battalion, 31st Infantry Regiment, 7th Infantry Division. And on November 28, 1950, at the Chosin Reservoir in North Korea, he was killed in a surprise attack on his position. Internment services are pending. Then we have Army Corporal Harold Pierce, 25, of Dillon, South Carolina, who was buried yesterday in Lattis, South Carolina. Pierce was a member of the 1st Platoon, 24th Military Police Company, 24th Infantry Division. He was killed on July 10, 1950, in Taejon, South Korea, as his unit was withdrawing from that city. Army Corporal Jerome V. Hummel of Missouri was a member of the Heavy Mortar Company, 31st Infantry Regiment, 7th Infantry Division. He was reported missing in action on November 30, 1950, somewhere in the vicinity of the Chosin Reservoir, North Korea, and his remains were returned by North Korea just a few months ago. Internment services are currently pending. Army Sergeant William V. Galvin, 24, of Bexar County, Texas, was buried yesterday in San Antonio. Galvin was a member of the Medical Company, 7th Infantry Division, 31st Regimental Combat Team. He was reported missing in action on December 1st, 1950, after the enemy attacked his unit near the Chosin Reservoir in North Korea. And again, his remains were returned several months ago from North Korea. And finally, Army Corporal Kenneth E. Ford was a member of Company C, 1st Battalion, 32nd Infantry Regiment. He was reported missing in action on December 2, 1950, again in the vicinity of the Chosin Reservoir in North Korea. Internment services for him are pending. He was also identified from the remains returned by North Korea a few months ago. Now, active duty suicides, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, are on the rise as the Pentagon is now working on new messaging and strategy. The rate of active duty service members who take their own lives has been rising an average of 6% over a year the past 5 years. And the Pentagon is actively trying to do something about it. There also, as I told you about, has been a task force appointed by the president and the VA looking into all this. And we'll see what happens. Now, the Pentagon has settled on sending an Army Patriot missile defense battery and four Sentinel radar units, approximately 200 military personnel, to defend Saudi Arabia against attacks following the airstrikes on their oil fields earlier this month. And Air Force General John Hyten, who was confirmed as the next vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff on late last week, capping months of controversy surrounding his promotion to the second highest military post. Also, the Senate voted to send President Donald Trump a measure to avoid a government shutdown and extend Ukraine military aid that's at the center of the House's presidential impeachment inquiry. And the defense secretary is set to talk with the Secretary of the Navy about the Navy's PT program, because the Navy right now has the highest proportion of overweight personnel amongst all the services that there are. So the Navy's eating really good these days. Really good. Now, we're waiting to find out what the results are of the Afghan election, because millions of Afghans went to the polls on Saturday to elect a new president, despite an upsurge in violence in the week since the collapse of the U.S. Taliban deal to end America's longest war, and the Taliban warning voters to stay away from the polls. Well, we don't know what the results are. It'll take a little while to figure that out, because it's paper ballots. And some of the ballots are coming from some really, really far away places, so it takes a while for them to get to where they need to be counted and then tallied. And millions of Afghans, of course, braved the threat of militant attacks to vote over the weekend in Afghanistan. Now, they're hoping to prevent a repeat of the bitter, fraud, marred, and ultimately unresolved polling elections that took place back in 2014. Many of you will remember that. Also, a majority of voters support sending at least some U.S. troops and missile and air defenses to Saudi Arabia after the airstrikes on Saudi oil fields this month that the U.S., European, and Arab nations have blamed on Iran, according to a new Harvard Caps Harris poll. And let's not forget that the British tanker that was being held in captivity over there in Iran and their crew was released over the weekend, and they have since found a way to get back to Dubai, where the crew will be repatriated and checked out medically for whatever problems they may or they may not have. And good morning to you, Dave. And Dave is saying that the Navy's got good chow. Yeah, well, they might have good chow, Dave, but they're running a little bit plump, if you know what I mean. And Eric is saying the Korean War is probably one of the most undertaught and underappreciated wars that the United States has ever been involved in, and to think the companies founded in the United States were now doing business with the communist Chinese back then. Unbelievable. Yeah, that is true, Eric. That's very true. And Dave, thanks a lot for your comment. And thanks a lot to everybody for the positive comments about the military and veterans news. I'm glad you like that, because we'll continue it coming. And by the way, coming up next, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. you may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And I'll tell you what, this portion of the program, my conversations with Chris Markowski, brought to you by Moss Nissan. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Now, I've been driving the brand new Nissan Murano available at Moss Nissan, and it's definitely a cut above. And if you're like me and enjoy a sporty, fun-to-drive SUV with the comfort of a luxury crossover, this is the one. Now, Nissan CVT transmission and powerful V6 gives you plenty of get up and go in an SUV that looks fantastic inside and out, and at 30 miles to the gallon that I'm able to get without a whole heck of a lot of trouble, it's pretty doggone good too. Now, with everything that's going on, every new 2020 Murano comes with the exclusive Moss Care Maintenance Program, featuring free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and dozens of other features to keep your Murano running right for years to come. And only Moss Nissan offers the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans and first responders, active or retired, and their 911 dispatchers too, with preferred pricing on all new and used vehicles. There is no better program for all those who serve. So take advantage and tell your friends. Go to Moss Nissan, U.S. 19 and 54, Newport Richey, and U.S. 19 in Crystal River. Check them out, mossnissan.com, M-A-U-S-Nissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you and get an extra $500 off the deal you make. All righty, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Chris.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Now, I want to play for you George Stephanopoulos yesterday and I think you already heard this, but we're going to play it anyway for the audience that hasn't heard it, talking to Adam Schiff about all things regarding Ukraine, according to Adam Schiff.
And that is because when I learned that a whistleblower had filed a credible and urgent complaint that was being withheld from Congress, and no one in the country knew about this yet, I went public to demand that we get that complaint. I scheduled a hearing with the acting director to force the director to come in, as I said at the time, to explain to the American people why he was the first director to withhold a complaint from Congress. That had the effect of forcing the White House to produce that complaint, which I then made public. That also had the effect of forcing them to release that call record. That's what the president is furious with me about. The president believes that it is God-given right to shake down foreign leaders for help in his reelection, and he should not be encumbered by the public finding out about it. That's what has incensed the president, and I'm willing to take the brunt of that. And I have to say once again how grateful I am to the courage of the whistleblower. All I did was expose that complaint. The whistleblower, had the whistleblower not come forward, none of us would have known of the corrupt conduct the President of the United States was engaged in.
Now, there is a report that surfaced over the weekend, Chris, that there was an original report put forth by this whistleblower before they changed the rules that instead of having to have been an eyewitness, you could be a hearsay witness and submit a complaint, a whistleblower complaint. That was very neatly done. But this would have been about a month before all of this stuff started, at which time Adam Schiff might have already seen the complaint because, gosh, it was submitted to his committee.
Yeah, but I understand that. But what does this all mean? I'm sorry, Matt. I'm trying to follow what it all means.
I mean, one, we all are.
After another, I don't know. I've just seen what they've put out so far. We saw the whistleblower complaint. We've seen stuff from the transcript. You've also, I think, you also heard from the actual leader from the Ukraine as well, making the point that he didn't feel pressured to do anything. I mean, doesn't it end there? It would end right there, wouldn't it?
No, because what we're watching is we're watching Saul Alinsky's tactic, rule number 9, which is the threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself. Once you understand what that is, then you understand what they're trying to do.
Well, no, I understand what they're trying to do. It's the fact that the narrative out there and the way that the media is pushing this.
Yep.
You talk about, you know, there's a saying, you know, you don't want to play with fire. You're not playing with fire here. You're playing with nitroglycerin. What this could do to the country, I mean, the damage that this is going to cause, the rest of the world is watching this. I mean, this is something the old Soviet Union couldn't play a tactic, couldn't rip us apart like the mainstream media is and these people are. I mean, it's incredible for me to watch. People understand how great of a place we have. We have elections, okay? And I don't, my people don't win all the time. And listen, I'm not going to say that Republicans do it too. I remember the whole birther movement with Barack Obama and how stupid that was. And Bill Clinton impeachment with him, how dumb that was. Okay, we have to stop. We have a presidential election every 4 years.
Yep.
You vote for House members every 2. You got senators every 6. Okay, let it go. I mean, why are you doing this? So what, so we can be at each other's throats to a greater degree? It's just ridiculous to me.
Well, I'm going to play one more cut, 27 seconds long. This is from a former Attorney General, Michael Mukasey. And listen to what he had to say about all of this.
Michael Mukasey, you are a voice that is independent and we can trust. Did the president do anything wrong here that the American people need to understand?
Wrong, you mean illegal?
Yeah.
No. He suggesting that he was talking to a foreign leader about getting information that might be useful to him in an election is probably indiscreet. It is not, as far as I know, unlawful under any statute that I'm a...
Not unlawful, nor is it illegal, according to Michael Mukasey, who is very well respected in legal circles.
That he could say whatever, he's president of the United States, he can talk to world leaders about anything.
That's right.
We're opening the door up to having, you know, basically, what do we want to do? We want to put a camera and a microphone inside the president's office? You want to hamstring the type of, and no world leader is going to speak to them.
That's right.
In regards to anything. It's patently absurd. You know when they did this to, if you remember, they tried to do it to Dick Cheney back right. when he was working with the oil executives, which
right.
eventually led to all of the great progress that we've had in regards to energy innovation here in this country and
yep.
tracking on through. They try to do the same exact thing. It was stupid.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the meantime, the business in which you're involved, the stock market and investments and this, that, and the other, in a week dominated by political drama in Washington, it ended with the specter of a deepening trade war, sending U.S. stocks to a three-week low and bolstering the demand for haven assets.
Listen, I'm not a big fan of the president's suggestion about this is not, was not smart. This is what kind of the market down. Wall Street's not, the political stuff, it really hasn't. Wall Street's factoring in that nothing is going to eventually come of this.
Right.
If it gets closer to, if it gets a little bit crazier, then it will. You definitely will see the markets go into a tailspin. This is more or less what the president talking about investment in China and banning investment in China. I don't think that that's a wise move. The tariffs are fine, but you know, one of the good things is you want to be able to have investment either way, and you want Chinese companies to actually list in the United States, because if they list in the United States on our exchanges, they have to also abide by our rules, which is a good thing.
Well, when it came to currencies, the Bloomberg Dollar Spot Index was very little changed. The euro rose 0.2%. The British pound declined 0.2%. The British yen weakened 0.1%. I mean, that's not bad. And, oh, by the way, West Texas Intermediate crude fell 1.2% to $55.69 a barrel to start the day.
Yeah, there hasn't been much volatility in regards to currencies. I get a lot of the conversation in regards to the markets and has actually been what the New York Fed's doing, actually pumping some extra liquidity. But that seemed to have worked pretty well. That's a whole other topic in regards to interest rates and central banks and whether or not they have the power that everyone seems to think that they have, but they seemingly don't.
Right, and the numbers still don't look too bad when it comes to creating jobs and when it comes to different things that the president has done and this administration has done. His approval rating still stands. Rasmussen has him at a daily approval rating of 48%. 43% of likely U.S. voters think the country's heading in the right direction. With a robust economy and booming jobs market, voters are feeling more protective of the environment than they have in the past, but basically things are just cruising along.
Listen, I think the economy is doing fantastic. I think the wage growth has been great. Jobs have been great. But, I can't say that with the current climate that we have, if I was asked the question that the country's heading in the right direction right now, I can't say that we are when it comes to that politically based upon what's going on in the media. So I would see people's apprehensive say, no, we're not heading in the right direction. Take a look at what's happening in Washington, D.C. Hey, what's the crying out loud? Now, we can't even get that USMCA passed. Yeah, that's a big economic would be a boom for the economy because Canada will sign on
and
Mexico already did and we can get that done.
And the Democrats know it, which is why they're sitting on it and trying to create a diversion, because if it passes, they know there goes the election. All right, I'll have to talk to you tomorrow morning. We'll talk about more of this, I'm sure.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And I believe Chris is in the minority when we talk about 43% believe the country's going in the right direction. And he says it's not. I think he's in the minority because of what the numbers are that are here. But anyway, hang on. I'll be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Come on now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.